You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. I'm playing Sandy for a second. Where did you go?
I went to go open the door for Patrick.
Oh, okay.
I could tell he was here.
Oh,
I just
yeah, because
it.
You're so psychic. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out our website, 805favorites.com.
805favorites.com. And one of our favorites is LaFonte up there in Ojai. And
yes.
You know, LaFonte and Asturian Monte Grappa actually have switched positions. We've got to get up there this week, maybe, if we can, and just go see what it looks like at Asturia over there, you know, because I can't visualize it yet because I'm so used to Asturian Monte Grappa being on Signal Avenue. But Asturian Monte Grappa and La Fonte are owned by Tammy and Stefano, and you're talking top of the line Italian food. Very, very good. Really one of 805 favorites. We just love it up there. So check them out if you're going into Ojai. Really awesome.
But I like the way you say that, top-of-the-line pizzas, because I love pizza, and they have every single one imaginable.
You know, and pizza can be so different, as we know. I mean, there's a lot of great pizzas out there, and there's a lot of bad pizzas out there.
For sure.
You know, that the next day you wake up and go, ugh, I shouldn't have had that pizza. That's for sure.
I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really hungry.
Are you that hungry, Jason?
You know, honestly, this morning, I'm dragging a little bit more hungover. I'm hungover.
Perfect.
So
great
we
start.
Should sing him a song. We should sing him the birthday song.
Oh, go ahead.
Please, Sandy, let's all sing on the air.
Yeah, no, let's not. But Jason's birthday was yesterday. How old are you now?
I'm 34.
Woo. I got underwear older than that. God.
You know, if you guys weren't so much fun, this
TMI.
Morning would have been a lot rougher.
We got Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry. Talk to us, Ben.
Good morning, and thanks for the support, because it is a little bit of a slow morning. I had friends join me last night. We went to Barrel House 101 to celebrate my birthday. We're going to talk about them. Before we get to that, I do have a giveaway I want to do right at the front end of my segment. Today, Everybody's Hungry crew, me and my wife Bree, are going to be volunteering at the Oyster Fest, mm-hmm. helping Mark out working the clam station. And we want to give away two tickets to today's Oyster Fest.
Those are actually your tickets,
they
aren't
they? They are. Mark is very generous. And for the volunteers, you know, he gave out two friend tickets, and we want to give them out
that
to our
so
Everybody's Hungry listeners.
Yeah, you know, let's just touch on Oyster Fest real quick, because it is today at San Buenaventura Beach. Tom and Sandy will be there all day long. Please come up and say hi to us. But there's going to be five different oyster farms coming in. You've got the wine trail. We'll have probably five other wineries in there. In fact, Gary from Four Bricks is going to be over there today, so we'll get to
that's
see
why he's asleep.
Yeah. and then we've got the brewing companies are going to be over there. I know Surf Brewery will be over there. Firestone, there's about four or five others. They've got live music going on all day today. It goes from 11 to 6. And also, oh, some great restaurants are there. So if you're not a big oyster fan, they've got great restaurants that are going to be there. I know Tim Calcone from Sidecar is going to be there. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were just talking about La Fonte. Stefano's going to be there from LaFonte.
Yum.
Yes,
so
LaFonte.
I wonder what he's going to take.
Yeah, or Asturia, cool. They're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great event, okay?
It's going to be a great time. Live music, and it's going to be an awesome time by the beach.
Yeah, and tickets are only $20 a piece. I mean,
right.
that's nothing to go to some event like this. And it's a beautiful day out there today.
It's gorgeous.
Thank goodness the weather was 2 days ago. Beautiful day. But you've got two tickets to give away right now for that. So call 289-1520, and we will get you on a will call list. All you got to do is walk up there and pick up his tickets at will call today.
Perfect.
And again, you know, like I said yesterday, I had some friends help me celebrate my birthday at Barrel House 101. A great time. Joby over there always takes care of us. Right there on the corner where the old Brooks used to rest.
Well, you are struggling. Here, I'll finish this one. Yeah. I was there on Thursday and actually had a couple of beers.
You did?
Yeah.
Because I
was waiting for you.
I was going to say, I was running late, and by the time I got wherever we needed to go.
Sandy and running late is synonymous as coffee and milk, I guess. I don't know. It's just normal.
So, yeah, thank you for that recovery, Tom.
Yeah.
Barrel House 101, let's get back on track.
So it's where Brooks used to be.
Correct. Right there on the corner of Amoco, not even Amoco, Chevron, and right, the best way to describe it is across from the 101 South
You're
Junction.
Funny today.
Woo!
Oh, man.
I guess I had a couple of beers last night, too.
Okay, so talk to us about the food.
The food is excellent. my favorite items on the menu all deal with meat. You know, I'm carnivorous. Short rib sliders on happy hour is the way to go. They've got beautiful little pickled onions. It comes on a beautiful little brioche roll, soft, succulent meat, flavorful. What are you going to do? I think I need some of those right now. I need a recovery. What's the best morning after food?
Menudo.
Whatever's left from last night. I mean, how many times have we had cold pizza or cold spaghetti?
Anything that's carb-licious.
Oh, you got to have those carbs. Did you eat any carbs this morning?
No carb. I had nothing this morning but water.
Okay, so they've got the short rib sliders. Though. They've got the truffle fries.
Truffle fries are
yum.
Yeah, how can you go wrong with truffle fries? The beautiful pungent nose. You got the flavorful truffle oil on there. He does a homemade potato chips. They've got this chili relleno dish.
I was going to ask you about that. That sounded yummy.
It's got this really creamy, vibrant cilantro sauce with pomegranates.
Oh my gosh. You wouldn't think
to do pomegranates on most dishes because, you know, kind of seedy. But they've got this great pop and a little bit of like a sweet tanginess that comes out.
Yum.
Yeah, when you're looking down the menu, he's got this. If we want to really get into food time, get some carbs. He's got this new challenge dish on there. This 4-pound burger.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
You know, those challenge dishes are really fun because you go in there and you have to try to see if you can
eat
it all.
Okay, I challenge you.
Go,
Sandy, right now to a 4-pound burger.
4-pound burger on a big brioche bun. It's got a full tomato, a full onion, 2 pounds of fries.
Holy moly.
You probably want to share it.
Oh, that's sick.
If you finish it, it's free.
If you finish it, you better have some Alka-Seltzer or brioche or something, because you're going to be sick.
They do, you know, one of the things that most people go there for are the beers on tap. Again, as I was saying, the best way to describe it is they're across from the 101 South Junction. He's got 101 beers on tap paying homage to that location. The number 101 is always rotating. Right now, they've got Goose Island's Matilda, a great Belgian beer that I can't get very often. You know, I grew up with Goose Island being in the
Midwest.
Where
is Goose Island?
It's in Chicago.
Oh, there's actually a Goose Island?
Yeah, they do. It's actually a Goose Island. It's a little island in Chicago. It's like a
Nobody
little
Nobody ever rescued
a
poor little goose. He's just sitting out there.
He's all alone.
And they built this island in the middle of a lake. It's concrete, of course, because we're in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's a goose sitting there. I can picture it now. Hey, that's Goose Island.
As I mentioned, they do have a happy hour most every day. They've got all day happy hour Monday. They've got happy hours from 10 to midnight on Saturdays and Sundays. So when you want to get special pricing, special deals on your beer and your food, they have an event coming up.
10 at night?
10 at night.
People are still awake.
Oh, Tom.
Tom's in his jammies at 9, okay?
9?
And you know what? These jammies have little
beer mugs?
Trucks and yeah, beer mugs on them.
They got little beer mugs on them.
Actually, I do have some pajamas that have beers on them. I actually do.
At what point did my segment go off the rails?
All right, so you have a special event and a giveaway to talk about.
Correct, yeah. Joby was generous. He's giving away 2 beer samplers today, and it's trying to bring in some attention to his lager, Weissenbier, and beer traditions of Germany on Tuesday, October 16th. We're going to have a special guest. Charles Heigl is going to be talking all about the traditions of German beer and the history. It's going to be a fun event. That's one of the things that Joby's trying to do as well. Again, with 101 beers on tap, people aren't just slinging beer. You want to try to understand a little better. He's trying to bring some education into, you know, the atmosphere of Beer House 101. Learn about the beer that's there. He's putting in a good product.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, when you sit there, and I posted a picture, in fact, on Facebook this week when I was sitting there, and you got 101 taps coming out of there, and every single one of them are really cool looking.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a little silver thing there.
No,
I mean, they've all
culture.
Got their logos and all this, and it's like just an array of color sitting against this wall, and then behind that wall is all the beers.
There's a lot of kegs stacked up.
There's a lot of
there.
Kegs back there, and it's quite amazing what he's put together there with 101 different types of beer on tap. I mean, who does that?
He does.
He did. That's it.
Didn't you once say that there was something like a club that you can join there where if you actually drink all of the 101, you get like a shirt or a free
yeah,
beer?
Yeah, they do have a recognition to get through all 101 beers. I believe only one person has done it so far.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Like Tom.
No, I haven't. But you know what? We do appreciate it. So he's got 2 tasters. Is that what
That's
it's going?
That's correct. 2 okay. samplers.
2 samplers. So we'll take caller number 8 and 10 on that one at 289-1520. And anything else you got for us?
I want to do a little teaser for next weekend.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here, but we have a great special guest taking.
Well, you weren't here today.
So. That'll be 2 weeks in a row. But no, we have a special guest filling in for me next week. My wife and I are going to be running in a half marathon. And so Martha Penhall from Food Forward is going to be our guest in talking about all the efforts of Food Forward, their gleaning program, and how that benefits Food Share, which is a big part of Everybody's Hungry. You know, we want to bring awareness to the people that need a little bite. And our mantra is, you know, enjoying food in life by taking a bite and sharing a bite.
Outstanding.
And so you talk a little bit real quick about your blog, where people can find out more about it.
We got some exciting stuff happening with Everybody's Hungry. Yesterday was actually my last day of corporate work as well, because we're going to be focusing more heavily on Everybody's Hungry. And you can find us at www.everybodyshungry.org. Our focus, again, trying to share that passion about food, share the passion about life, but also bringing awareness to those in need in the Ventura and the 805, because we're going to try to expand into Santa Barbara and north as well. But Food Share of Ventura County benefits from our work. We try to volunteer where we can. We give 10% of our dining expenses every month to Food Share, and it's going to be a fun time. We've got some great educational events coming up with different partners like the Ventura Meat Company. Beacon is going to do some educational events, and we want to bring that education about food and life and those in need.
And beer. I absolutely love
and
it.
Beer.
And I would say your 10% was probably pretty good last night by the looks of you.
That's good.
Oh, that's great.
I think there's at least 10% residual right now.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to go on a short break and listen to some really great sponsors. Don't turn your dial, because when we come back, you're going to hear more on Tom and Sandy's 805. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.